we had some big news yesterday that wasn't about ferries or filing cabinets. It was actually to do with the self-serve car rental company GoGet. Now, they've sent out an email letting customers know about, a hack, for want of a better word, that actually happened in last June. Now, GoGet were adamant that no car details or too many personal details were taken, and it did transpire that the delay in telling people was by request of the New South Wales Police. But at first glance, it had all the hallmarks of another big data breach from a company who were then taking way too long to tell the people who were affected. Coming in this month, that is not okay anymore. There are mandatory data breach notification laws coming into effect towards the end of February. What does that mean for you, and what does it mean for the companies you deal with? Well, Brendan Tomlinson is special counsel for Maddox Law Firm. Brendan, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, I'm a company, let's say, and I've had a data breach. Someone's come in, they've taken my customer data. What do I need to do under these new laws?
Well, Nick, I think the new laws, which are due to come in on the 22nd of February this month, will be quite helpful, I think, for consumers, and they will put pressure and requirements on companies to take real action. So in that scenario you've just outlined, you've become aware that there's been a data breach involving personal information. You need to act promptly to investigate that, take steps to alleviate the situation, and depending on the situation, if it's what's called an eligible data breach, if it's serious enough, then you will need to notify both the Privacy Commissioner and also the individuals who are impacted by that data breach.
How narrow is that definition of eligible data breach in terms of having to notify the Privacy Commissioner?
Yeah, it's worth stepping through. The focus is very much on protecting consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if one of three things occurs, so if there's been unauthorised access to personal information, for example, a hack, the information gets hacked. If there's been unauthorised disclosure of information, for example, if someone within the company emails a customer list externally or posts it online.
Ah.
Or thirdly, if there's been a loss of information by the company, and some examples that have happened throughout the world are things like leaving a hard drive or a thumb drive on a train which contains information. Now, if any of those three things happen, then the next thing the company needs to decide is that likely to result in serious harm to any of the individuals? Obviously, not a bright line test, and the situation will need to be considered. But the company would look at things like how sensitive the information is, the type of information that may have been exposed, and also the nature of the potential harm to individuals. And that's quite a broad test as well. So it would take into account potential physical, psychological, emotional, financial or reputational harm to those individuals.
So within that, if an eligible data breach has occurred, how timely does the notification have to be? Is there an actual set time frame or just not 5 years?
Yes and no. In terms of there are some timing requirements, and this was actually one of the points that received a lot of focus when the bill was being debated. Once the company becomes aware of a data breach, they need to notify both the Privacy Commissioner and affected individuals as soon as practicable after becoming aware. Again, not a strict timeline.
Yeah.
The people often focus on a 30-day test, and this is slightly different. This is if the company suspects there's been a data breach or suspects there's been an eligible data breach, then they should take all reasonable steps to complete an assessment within 30 days. And then if they confirm there has been one, then to notify as soon as practicable after that.
Now, we're saying companies, but does the government organisations, government bodies get wrapped up in this as well?
Well, look, most of the, I guess we're focusing on the Privacy Act itself, and most of the government bodies, state and territory, are governed by their own state and territory legislation.
Okay. What about the consequences if the company doesn't do this in a timely fashion or doesn't let people know? I mean, is this a kind of a wet slap on the wrist, or are there some real ramifications?
No, there are some decent fines now. So under the Privacy Act, generally, for serious or repeated breaches, including not notifying, fines of up to $2.1 million for companies and $420,000 for individuals can be levied.
That's actually quite significant.
Yeah, that's right. And look, I think the companies are, this is really forcing companies to take this issue very seriously and take steps on a couple of fronts. One, to try to avoid the situation happening, so companies should be and are looking to improve their security practices, use more encryption of data, those kinds of technologies. But secondly, getting prepared in case a breach occurs, and you know, despite the best security in the world, breaches still do occur. But this is really forcing companies to put in place data breach protection plans and other processes so that they can deal quickly if a breach does happen and try to mitigate any impact.
Look, Brendan, it's a really complex topic, one that's obviously incredibly important to all consumers. Thank you for helping us make a bit of sense of it this morning.
You're very welcome.